Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Rod Stewart bringing us back. Testify, Rod. Well, we can use those words right now, right, folks? Thank you, Rod. Thank you for that message. Welcome back, folks. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check them out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. That comes out every Sunday afternoon. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, and I'll never know. Paul Cherry's here, folks. Paul's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and founder of Performance-Based Results. PBResults.com is how you find him online. Paul, thanks again for being here. I love hearing the stories that you tell about how you are helping your clients, because your clients are our clients. Your clients are our audience and the people we care about around here. One of the things I've been saying for a long time, for years now, is if you want to have a customer, you can't run off. Almost nothing you can do would make them leave you. Help them, help your customer, help their customer. So I want you to talk to us about what you're doing, what you're seeing, as a way to help customers see beyond the things that are right in front of them. Help them get out farther a little bit. If you're worried about your own survival, you have to make sure you focus on your customer's survival, right? Because isn't that where your survival lies?
Thank you. Oh boy, you're not kidding. When paralysis and fear is taking over, we can't think beyond our own little wall here, and that's the problem. You know, I'll give you a story. I had Randy from advertising promotional products firm. He reached out to me 4 weeks ago when this whole stuff was just clearly hitting. And because he sells to a market that's, promotional products for trade shows, the trade show business is dead. He goes, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. So we brainstormed, and I said, well, you're not going to continue to sell into that market, but what do your customers want? Your customers want to reinforce the value that they bring to their customers. So I said, you've got to come up with some ideas that they have a reason to reach out to their customers and say, I'm thinking of you. Which means what kind of unique products that, giveaways that would sustain that relationship. And he took that approach, and he was getting some respectable orders to just hold things up. And now he's even getting into trademarking some of the sanitation, product sanitizers he can give away as well for his customers to give. And that's the whole thing is get creative to help your customers help their customers.
And don't be surprised. Paul, I think we should tell them, don't be surprised if a year from now you aren't doing something that you never thought you would, not only you never thought you would do before, because you paid attention to the evolution of the marketplace and to what your customer expectations are, that not only would you never think that you'd do that, but it's actually you actually discontinue the way you used to do business. Now you're focusing on this, and it's better. Don't be surprised. What do you think?
Thank you for that. And I'm glad you said that. I look at three things we should all be asking yourselves. Number one, what can I be doing more of? That's number one, and that means a lot more effort we have to do short term. Number two, what can I do less of? Every small business owner knows that, in terms of letting go, delegating. And number three, what can I stop doing? Things that's costing me time, money, resources, and opportunity. Mm-hmm. So it's all about adapting to change. So see this as an opportunity, and customers are, like the barrier products that I told you about.
Right.
You're seeing a market, grab it. Listen to your market and adapt and embrace change.
That last thing you mentioned, Paul, is really important, because customers are going to look at their expenses, the way they spend their money differently. And it's not even going to be because they're becoming more parsimonious. I'll give you a quick example. one of my Brain Trust members last week said his organization is working just fine from home. He's surprised. And he actually asked his accountant, he said, tell me again why I'm paying $5 million in rent. So your your customers are going to start thinking like that. And if you approach them first with those opportunities, they'll make you their partner in that. What do you think?
Oh, I love that. You see, and that's, I had a similar conversation just like that, where they said, why am I paying this rent? But you see, it's where we're kind of like, sometimes as a small business, we want control with all our people together because I can see, watch, and observe and make sure everybody's doing it. But this experience helped us realize, like your client and my client saying, why am I paying this rent? I think once the lease is up, I'm going to cancel it because, wow, and it's going to free up revenue. Think about that. When
right.
it frees up revenue, there's new things you can invest in into.
Well,
I
that's
love that example.
That's exactly right. And the thing is the people, the customers are looking for solutions. And if you bring them the solution first,
that's right.
Then you'll be their hero. You'll be their partner. And that's what we're looking for, right? How do we get customers we can't run off? That's my goal. What do you think?
Yeah, so, you know, it's how we approach our customers. It's one thing, and you're seeing a lot of advertising in the marketplace to these, you know, small businesses, like banks are saying, you know, we're here for you. How can we help you? I want you to do it. I tell your listeners to step it up and say, here's what I want to do for you. Come up with, you know, what I call idea. Think
there
ahead,
you
because you're right.
Like
if you're the first one in there to become more embedded, you've got a chance to drive these opportunities.
That's exactly
become
right.
More of a partner with your customers.
Stand by, Paul. We've got to take
right?
a quick break. PBResults.com. Paul Cherry and I will be right back. It's Intel. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.